The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we're going to be talking about a topic which couldn't be more important, and that is climate change, its effect on public health, on our lives, on our planet. And specifically, we're going to be taking a youth perspective on climate change with two people from Extinction Rebellion Youth Hudson Valley. And you know, we haven't had young people, students, on our show before, and I'm really looking forward to talking to them about how climate change affects them and their motivations for getting involved. From a public health perspective, climate change is right there at the top of the list. Along, you know, of course, COVID is now kind of has our attention, but from a public health perspective, climate change has so many implications in terms of natural disasters, communicable disease and infectious diseases, insect-borne diseases, floods, droughts, and food insecurity, economic disruption, including disruptions in our healthcare system. And one fact which really stood out to me was that 100 of the most populated cities in the world are at or below sea level, including the southern half of Manhattan. Today, our guests are Theo Hermes. Theo is a Rhinebeck High School student in 10th grade. She's 15 years old, climate activist and artist. She is the coordinator of Extinction Rebellion Youth Hudson Valley, and helped organize her school's September 20th climate strike. She has participated in many local and national climate actions, and in 2019 was part of the Adirondack Youth Climate Summit and the Drawdown Conference. Our other guest is a name you might recognize. Her name is Eleanor Shackney Martello, my daughter, who is an Antioch High School student. Eleanor is also 15 years old. She's a writer and climate activist, co-coordinator of our area's chapter of Extinction Rebellion Youth. She's been protesting since 2018, helped to start her school's Eco Club, and has been organizing for XR Youth Hudson Valley since December of 2019. Welcome, Theo and Eleanor.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's really great to have you on Healthy Ulster Radio. Really excited about having you here and hearing what you have to say. So before we got this show started, we did some preparation, and I gave you a kind of a small homework assignment to share with our listeners a few key points from your perspective, a few key facts about climate change, the impact of climate change. Can you share those with us?
Yes, for sure. One of the first facts, one that really sticks out to me, is that 100 companies are responsible for 71% of global emissions. That's almost nearly 1 trillion tons of CO2. And these companies are like ExxonMobil, who have known about climate change for years, but have not decided to tell us about it. And they are the ones who are most affecting the climate crisis.
Very interesting. Eleanor, what do you have to say?
A fact that I always like to bring up when we're talking about the climate crisis is that 3 out of 5 of the mass extinctions were caused by climate change. There's an amazing book by Elizabeth Colbert called The Sixth Mass Extinction. It's amazing. And basically, it's proof that this could happen. You know, it's not a fringe theory. It's not out there. It's happened, and it's been disastrous, and it's affected ecosystems, and it's terrible. You know, something has to be done.
Very interesting. And, you know, from everything I've read about climate change, there seem to be two thresholds in time that are really key ones, significant. The first is 2030. And that's the first break point where the impacts of climate change become, they're already serious, but when they become really impactful, And by my estimates, you guys will be about 24 years old when that happens. The second one, which is termed, you know, more or less the point of no return, where it's really too late to reverse, is 2050. And by my calculations, you guys will be 44. So there's no mystery as to why you would be concerned, but tell us in your own words why your generation is really so concerned and why it's so critically important for everyone to pay attention to this.
Well, it's our future. We're going to be living in this world that past generations have left us. And it's not really our choice. We would much rather just be being teenagers, but since climate change will have such a big effect on us and our children, we have like no other choice, because as you talked about those timelines, in 2030, it's said to be that the effects of the climate crisis start to become slightly irreversible because of things called feedback loops. And also by 2050, it's estimated that over 200 million climate refugees could be there. That's like one in 45 people in the world would be displaced by climate change.
Wow. And when you think of the conflict in Syria, which had produced a million refugees, which pretty much disrupted a large part of the geopolitical order in Europe. Now you're talking about multiplying that by 100 conservatively. It's a big impact.
And really, something important to keep in mind when you are talking about the climate crisis is that while we are all going to be affected, a lot of people who are poor or are POC or live in coastal cities are already suffering from the effects of it. It's not far off. It's already happening. Like, especially because of systematic racism. When you look at where, how power plants and these things that produce crazy amounts of smog are placed, the amount of times that they're right next to a poor or disadvantaged or POC neighborhood is astronomical. You know, it's ingrained into our society, and it's giving a lot, it's environmental racism, first of all. And it's also giving a lot of POC really bad lung problems, which then makes them more susceptible to things like COVID. So it all interconnects.
Mm-hmm. So Extinction Rebellion Youth, tell us a little bit about how the organization itself got started, who was involved in terms of leadership and members. So give our listeners a background about the organization itself, if you would.
Well, Theo and I went to a protest on December 6th of 2019, and it was in New York City, and it was one of the biggest XR youth protests that there had been. It was massive, and it was really inspiring for us to go there. And right then and there, when we got on the train to come back, we were like, yeah, we have to do this. Like, this is amazing, you know, like this is a way. Like, we'd been stressed about the climate crisis. I think that a lot of people in our generation are, but seeing how they just rallied together and just sort of like fought for what they believed in so passionately, you know, it really gave us that final push that we needed to start our area's chapter.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes a big difference, right? Because the worst thing is when you become aware of a crisis or a major challenge, and if you feel helpless, that there's nothing you can really do, I think that just feeds despair. But when you get together with other people, and, you know, the strength in numbers and work together, I think that very act really makes it, you know, and doesn't solve the problem, but it certainly makes it better, I think, all the way around.
Yeah, definitely. Especially seeing like all of these youth and like fellow people that are our age all being terrified for their future, but also being hopeful and rallying together is really inspirational. And I find that a really amazing part of Extinction Rebellion Youth.
Mm-hmm. And so there are Extinction Rebellion youth chapters all over the country, all over the world as well?
Yeah, there's even some in the UK and some in Uganda, and they're everywhere.
And go ahead.
It started in the UK, Extinction Rebellion, before it became Extinction Rebellion Youth, started in the UK, and in the past year or so has started moving towards the US and kind of become distinct groups and broken up into Extinction Rebellion Youth, which is more focused on the youth empowerment.
And it was kind of a grassroots thing that kind of built up from like in a decentralized way, pretty much. And I'm assuming that with COVID, most of the meetings to date have been virtual, yes?
Most of the meetings beforehand were also virtual, except for places like in New York City, because they do spread over wide areas sometimes. Like there's one for all of New Jersey. You can't really come to a meeting with all of New Jersey. But yeah, all of our meetings have gone virtual.
And we'd like to really talk, learn a lot more for sure, and talk about some of the main principles around which Extinction Rebellion Youth are formed, and also about some of the demands, which are very interesting in my research on the website. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
This is a public service announcement from the New York State Smokers Quit Line. For a limited time and while supplies last, we are offering up to 3 months of nicotine gum free for those looking to quit smoking or vaping. Shipping is included. Most will qualify for the offer. Nicotine gum works by eliminating short-term nicotine cravings and is proven to increase the chances of successful quitting. The gum can also be used in combination with the nicotine patch for those with higher nicotine dependence. The New York State Smokers Quit Line also offers coaching and quit plan development with a trained specialist to further increase your chances for success. Tell your family and friends who smoke or vape to call the New York State Smokers Quit Line at 1-866-NY-QUITS or visit nysmokefree.com today. To get up to 3 months of nicotine gum free while supplies last, that's 1-866-697-8487 or visit nysmokefree.com.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life, ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And today we're talking with Theo Hermes and Eleanor Shackney Martello, and they are youth representatives from Extinction Rebellion Youth, which is a youth-oriented climate change activist organization. And they do really fabulous work, and we're so delighted to have them here on Healthy Ulster Radio. So, ladies, before the break, we were talking about Extinction Rebellion Youth as an organization, how it got started, who's involved. But I know when I looked on the website to do a little research, I read some of the principles and demands, which are very, very interesting. Would you care to highlight some of those for us?
I would love to. There are actually 10 principles, and I'm just going to go over the ones that I think are the most informative and the most important in our times. So there's the second one is we set our mission on what is necessary, and it's about mobilizing 3.5% of the population. There's this theory about how every major revolution and every major need for change has succeeded with only 3.5% of a mobilized population.
Wow.
Which is, you know, that's doable. You know, it seems like a lot, but when you get down to the brass tacks, that's 3.5%, you know? The other one is we need a regenerative culture. And a regenerative culture is basically, it's a process where that, you know, XR uses in within itself, where first you have to focus inwards and you have to resolve things within yourself and you have to take care of yourself. And once you're taking care of yourself, you can take care of your community. And once you're taking care of your community, you can all nurture each other. You can
take care of your world. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually something that indigenous people have been using in their, this is a little bit different, but in their farming. Regenerative agriculture is a huge thing in indigenous communities. Mm-hmm. Another one that I really love is we openly challenge ourselves in this toxic system, which basically means we understand that none of us are perfect. No one's saying, oh, you have to throw out any fast fashion you have and you have to stop using electricity. No one needs that. What we're saying is you need to leave your comfort zone and take action for change. So you don't have to be perfect, but you can try, you know?
Right, you have to head in the right direction.
And we avoid blaming and shaming. We live in a toxic system, but no one person is at fault for that. And then my personal favorite is we are based on autonomy and decentralization, which means that we collectively create the structures we need to challenge power. And anyone who follows our core principles and values can take action in the name of Extinction Rebellion.
Wow.
Add just one more. Also, one really important point of XR is that we're a nonviolent organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we practice NVDA, which is nonviolent direct action, which is most forms of protest, but peaceful and just civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm. And when I was looking through the demands, I mean, working in government, as I do in public health, I thought it was really interesting when it talked about the government must enact legally binding policies to reduce carbon emissions to net zero by 2025 and take further action to remove the excess of atmospheric greenhouse gases. And that also that the government must tell the truth about the climate and wider ecological emergency. Those are very bold actions. And I think really that action is, long overdue. I mean, people will agree or disagree, but 99% of the scientists in the world who are associated with this topic are giving unequivocal warnings about what's going on. And the time for waiting is way past, is it not?
It's way past. That's completely right. And there are two other, they are my personal two favorites of XR's demands. But we do not trust our government to make bold, swift, and long-term changes necessary to achieve these changes. And we do not intend to hand further power to our politicians. So instead, we demand a citizens' assembly to oversee the changes, which means that we'll be creating a democracy that is truly for and by the people and fits our needs. And then the last one is that we demand a just transition that prioritizes the most vulnerable people and indigenous sovereignty, establishes reparations and remediation led by and for indigenous people, other people of color, and poor communities for years of environmental injustice, and establishes legal rights for ecosystems to thrive and regenerate in perpetuity, and repairs the effects of ongoing ecocide to prevent extinction of humans and all species in order to maintain a livable, just planet for all, which I know is a mouthful, but it's basically stressing that indigenous people have been wronged, people of color have been wronged, and poor people have been wronged. And we need to recreate, create for the first time, a just environment.
And I guess really the it's really not necessarily a polite agenda. It's one that's based on reality from your perspective and a sense of urgency from your perspective, and actually the planet's perspective. I've heard Greta Thunberg speak and read some of her materials too, and she you know, when she addressed the United Nations and basically said, you know, I'm tired of your platitudes and your you know, your thoughts and prayers. It's time for action and to do, you know, to do something, because literally our present and future depend on it. Our you know, the planet depends on it. Talk to us a little bit, if you would, about some of the notable accomplishments of Extinction Rebellion Youth. I know that they are out there. Would you highlight a few of those for us?
I would love to. So as of September 2020, there are over 200 branches of XRY, which is amazing. We've been organizing for a while, internationally, Extinction Rebellion has been organizing for a while. And we've been fighting for justice, you know? XR Youth LA, for example, they demanded a climate crisis be declared at the Oscars ceremony. They did a march and they did a die-in. A die-in is basically a protest where you pretend to be dead, and it illustrates the severity of the crisis. And XR Youth Bristol, which is in the UK, they had a huge protest and act of civil disobedience on the Clifton Suspension Bridge to pass the Climate and Ecological Emergency Bill, and that was back in August.
Wow, how was the one that the Oscar received? I'm curious.
It did get a lot of press coverage, which mm-hmm. was really great. They did paint the words "Wake Up" below the Hollywood sign, which was right before. So it did get a lot of, it drew a lot of attention to the issue.
Wow. And talk to us about some of the local actions that you guys have been involved in.
Sure, yeah. So we started our chapter only a couple months before the pandemic started, which has definitely been a challenge, but we still managed to do, I think, a tremendous amount of work in that short time. I'd say some of our most notable actions were, we had an Earth Day event with speakers and education to talk about the climate crisis and raise awareness. We also had a Black Lives Matter concert where we raised over $300 for mutual aid and Black Lives Matter organizations. And then we also most recently had a meeting with Antonio Delgado, the congressman of our district, to talk about the Green New Deal and other climate policies that we'd like to see enacted.
Yeah, I think I heard about that. That's really terrific. So listen, before we run out of time, because this topic is just so, so interesting and so important, but before we run out of time, if our listeners want more information about Extinction Rebellion Youth, or they want to get in touch with you, where do they go for that?
So there's a bunch of ways to contact us. If you're interested in joining our local hub, you can email us at xryouth.hudsonvalley@gmail.com or DM us on our Instagram, which is at xryouth.hudsonvalley. And if you're interested in getting involved in a chapter that is farther away or with the national organization, if you just type Extinction Rebellion Youth into Google, there's a website that leads you through the whole thing.
Wow. I have to say that, you know, this work is really impressive, and it's so critically important, you know, that climate change and the impacts of climate change are going to affect all of us. It doesn't matter whether we're Democrats, Republicans, progressives, conservatives, whatever race, ethnicity, gender, we all share this planet, and we are in it, all in it together, whether we like it or not. So thank you so much for the incredible work that you do. It's really impressive, and it's really a pleasure to have you on Healthy Ulster Radio. Please come back and join us again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, you're welcome. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.